Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parshas is Parshas Bamidbar, but we're also coming up to Shavuos. So, for example, I'm recording this on Tuesday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is the Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It's the first of Sivan. The next day is what we call Yom HaMayuchas. It's a day Hashem proclaimed that the Jewish people would be Am Segula, a special nation. Then we have the 3 days of preparation, and then up to Shavuos, so we re-experience the giving of the Torah and the receiving of the Torah, Matan Torah. So today what I'm going to do is just share with you two brief ideas. One is just to do with Shavuos, and the other is to do with Shavuos, but it's also to do with the Parsha of the week, Bamidbar. I just want to mention, if you're listening to this, that we are from 2 weeks, we're not going to do a Parsha Shir next week because of Shavuot, and the following week we're going to restart, but we can do it differently. We're going to have it on Zoom at the same time, and it's going to be a lunchtime shiur at 12:45 p.m. on a Tuesday, 12:45 p.m. Okay. So the famous Gemara tells us, that the time when the Yidden said, Nase before Nishma, we will do and then we'll understand. They put Nase before Nishma. 600,000 angels came down and gave each Jew two crowns. Shnei Kesarim, two crowns. One for Nase, and one for Nishma. One for the commitment to do and observe, one for the commitment to understand and learn. And the obvious question is that the flow of that paragraph doesn't flow well. It starts off with an emphasis that the greatness seemed to have been that they said Nase before Nishma. But then it's not about, then it should be one crown for saying Nase before Nishma. But it seems the reward was not for saying Nase before Nishma. The reward was one crown for Nase, one crown for Nishma. So what does that mean? So in a very brief way, let me try and communicate this answer. What does it mean, a crown? What does it mean that the Jewish people got a crown? A crown is something that is placed on the head of a person. The head is the seat of the brain, which is the symbol of intellect, of understanding. It's the highest expression of the human experience. It's the ability to understand, to process, to make decisions, and so on. The crown is something that transcends logic, higher than understanding. Jews, in their commitment to Hashem and their relationship with Hashem, there's a connection we have which transcends the idea of rationale. It's really about surrender, emunah, faith, mesiras nefesh, self-sacrifice, complete unconditional surrender and commitment to Hashem. In a way that is expressed in the commitment to do even before we understand, we do it because Hashem said so. However, we also know that it's important to understand. Hashem wants us to understand. Hashem wants us to process and to use our brain and to serve Hashem with every part of who we are, our intellect, our emotion, our skills, and so on. However, what needs to be understood is the following. Even commitment to do something before we understand might not be an expression of something that transcends logic. It could follow logic. It could follow after logic. In other words, there are two times that a person can do something that they don't understand. One is because they have actually thought about it. They've intellectualized it. They've processed it. They don't understand it, but they have logically arrived at a conclusion that we are limited. We are mortal. We are limited. We are finite. And it makes sense. It's a logical conclusion. It actually makes sense to connect to something which is higher than us. And because God told us to do a mitzvah, for example, I might not understand it, but I know that He understands it, and He probably knows better than me, so it makes sense for me to do the mitzvah. That is actually not the true meaning of Nase. True meaning of Nase means that I'm committed to Hashem unconditionally. I don't need to understand. Hashem said, I do it. It's not a logical thing. It comes deep from the emunah. It comes deep from our connection to Hashem, which is in the depth of our neshama, which transcends the whole idea of intellect, the whole idea of understanding altogether. And that is what's meant when it says, Hegdimu Nase Nishma. The Yidden said Nase before Nishma. When you say Nase before Nishma, when you say Nase, I'm going to do even before I even think about anything, that's an expression of a deeper surrender. It's an expression of a transcendent surrender. It's an expression of something coming from a very deep place in our soul, from the place of Amunna, from the place of transcendence, the place of super-rational. We just have an intrinsic, inbuilt DNA connection with Hashem that just causes us and induces this commitment to do whatever Hashem says, to serve Him, whatever it might be. Now let's take it a step further. When we connect Hashem in that way, not only is the Nase higher than logic, so is the Nishma. Now, Hashem wants us to understand. But what does that mean? Why do we understand? Why do we learn Gemara? Why do we learn the Chumash? Why do we learn and understand every part of a mitzvah that is possible to understand? The reason is not because we need to, but because Hashem wants us to. Really, we are ready to do whatever Hashem says without understanding anything. That's fine. We don't need to understand. We don't need to even strive to understand. But Hashem wants us to serve Him with every part of us. So therefore, He asks us to understand whatever we can. He asks us to surrender, but He also asks us to understand whatever we can understand. And that's why we understand. In other words, when you do it like that, even the understanding that we do, even the nishma we do, comes from a deep-rooted commitment and a surrender which transcends logic. Now we can put it all together. When the Yidden said Nase before Nishma, they demonstrated that the Nase was a deep, supra-rational surrender, and so was the Nishma. And because they now had Nase and Nishma, both transcending the concept of rationale and logic, they got rewarded with two crowns. Crown, again, represents what's higher than my brain. They got two crowns, one for the Nase, one for the Nishma, because they both deserve a crown. They both are done in a way of a crown, in a way that's not connected with a logical process, but connected with a deep-rooted emuna and transcendence connection that we have with Hashem. So the prefacing Nase before Nishma was just a demonstration of what the Nase and the Nishma mean, but the two crowns were not for the prefacing. The two crowns were for the Nase and the Nishma, both done in the context of a crown. Now, talking about getting the Torah, I want to mention something, a medrash that is on this week's parasha. Look, we always read Bamidbar before Shavuos. Bamidbar means Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in a desert. There are many reasons why we do that, but here's one. The Torah, the medrash says the following, that from this pasuk and from others, we learn that the Torah was given in the context of three things: Eish, Mayim, and Midbar, fire, water, and deserts. Fire, because we read about the giving of the Torah, Har Sinai Oshan Kuloi, the Har Sinai was smoking. Fire. Water, we learn in Medrash, that we learn in Psukim, in Tanakh, in Shoftim, that it says that when Hashem came from Seir and from Edom and so on, when He was going to give us the Torah, it says, Gam Ovim not for mine, even the clouds were dripping with water. And then the desert, we know that Hashem spoke to us in the Midbar Sinai, the Sinai desert, and that's where we got the Torah. So obviously, all the Mefarshim asked the question, what is the idea of these three things? Why is the Torah given specifically with fire, water, and desert? So there are many different interpretations. Here's one coming from the Sari Alofim that I've been quoting lately, and it gives a very nice idea. It says, the Gemara tells us that when Hashem is going to give the Torah, it says that He held the mountain over the Jewish people, and he said to them, if you're going to receive the Torah, that's good. If not, I'm going to drop the mountain. And Tosfos says, this happened just before they got the Torah, and Tosfos says, one second, they already said Nase v'Nishma. But says Tosfos, Hashem was worried, so to speak, that when they would see this great fire, that they might sort of that the fire was so great, even though Neshama left their body, they might reconsider. So we need to know, what is that about? On the contrary, when they would see the fire, wouldn't they realize there's such holiness here, such power here? So he explains the following idea. He says that in a Jewish experience, there are three situations, three experiences. There are times when Yidden are prosperous. They are successful. They are comfortable, have a lot of resources, and they're doing well. It's a test, because when that happens, affluence can bring arrogance. And therefore, as the Pasuk says, we can become hoarse and we can forget that everything comes from Hashem, and we can think that we are, the success is coming from ourselves, from our own skills, and that could be a way of taking us away from the Torah. There are other times where we are persecuted. There have been pogroms, there's been persecution throughout the ages, mass persecution, where to keep the Torah and with the intention of removing religion from the Jewish people, like in Russia, like in Poland, like all the different places. And there, you need to fulfill the Torah is really hard. It needs mesiras nefesh, really self-sacrifice. You have to be able to fulfill what the Pasuk says. The Cholavavcha and the Gemara says it means afilu noitelas nafshayin of Hashem takes your life. And then there's another experience where there's not persecution, but there's poverty. There's just struggle, there's challenge, there's recession, there's poverty, it's hard to exist. It's just hard times. And he says that these are the three things. Water represents flow of sustenance. Water makes things grow. Water is prosperity. That's the one thing. Fire is when things are burning. A fire is burning is persecution. Desert is just a time of hardship. A desert is empty. Nothing grows there. It's like poverty. It's just hard. It's hard times. So our rabbis teach us that the Torah was given with fire, with water, with fire, and with desert. Because it means that the Torah is eternal. The Torah needs to give us, we need to commit to the Torah. Whatever the case was, Hashem is coming to us three ways. And he says the Torah is not designated to one time, to one experience. The Torah is eternal. The Torah has to be kept always. Whatever the call of the hour is, whatever it needs, all three have its challenges. Whatever the challenge is, we have to adapt and we have to make sure to respond to that challenge, whether it's water, whether it's affluence is the test, whether it's fire, whether it's persecution, or whether it's just hardship. Now we can understand what Tosfos says, that Hashem said you have to, he made them, he says you have to commit to the Torah. Why? Because the Hashem was worried, even though they already said Nasav and Ishma, but maybe when they see the fire, when they see that's not going to be always be so good, it's going to be, they might reconsider. So that's why Hashem has sort of had to re-emphasize the whole thing. And of course, it's not just experiences that the Jews have throughout history, but it's every person. His or her own experiences change. They change sometimes from fire to water, from water to midbar to desert, whatever it is. Our commitment of Nasav Nishma, our commitment to the Torah, and our commitment that we make on Shavuos is that circumstances might change, but our commitment doesn't. Whether it's Eish, Mayim, or Midbar, our commitment remains strong and eternal towards the Torah, Matan Torah, and observing the Torah. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos, of course, but also Chag Sameach, and we should be Zoicha to receive the Torah once again. By being in Shul and listening to the Aseres HaDibros, we should re-experience the Sinai and commit to the Torah and internalize our commitment with joy, and with internalizing it so that we should always be committed no matter what our circumstances are. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.